It's Friday, October 21st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 13th, the Chinese Communist Party fined a Christian man named Ji Shengang $20,850 for, quote, carrying out religious training without authorization, end quote, reports International Christian Concern. An announcement of the fine was published by the WeChat group Deep Insight Press. Shengang lives in Panlong District in the city of Kunming, and he allegedly conducted the religious training on June 28th. The evidence presented against him by the authorities included two photos of the event, a list of participants, and the material. These restrictions on unauthorized religious training are part of a wider effort by the Chinese government to infiltrate religious teaching in China with Chinese nationalism and socialist thought. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." British Prime Minister Liz Truss dramatically admitted defeat and quit yesterday as the Parliament is gearing up for Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak to do battle for the soul of the party, reports the Daily Mail. After just 44 disastrous days at 10 Downing Street, Truss took to a lectern outside the famous Black Door to confirm her departure, sealing her fate as the shortest-serving premier in modern political history. Listen.
"I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. Families and businesses were worried about how to pay their bills. Putin's illegal war in Ukraine threatens the security of our whole continent, and our country has been held back for too long by low economic growth. I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this. We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance. And we set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit. I recognise, though, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party. There will be a leadership election."